All right, let's move on to the two items that we pulled from the consent calendar and take those first and then the rest of the regular agenda after that. And the first one of those is 68.
Approve and terminate limited tax exemptions for properties under the home buyer opportunity and multi-unit limited tax exemption programs.
Someone pulled this for testimony or
Mr. Lightning.
Questions?
Mr. Lightning pulled this.
Okay. Is there someone here to provide information on this?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Saltzman.
Andrea, come on up and give us a brief overview of this.
Good morning. Is it still?
Yes, still.
Andrea Mathiason with the Portland Housing Bureau. The item before you is an administrative exercise on our single-family tax exemption programs. You've seen this resolution previously before. We bring it approximately 3 to 4 times a year. Encompassed within it are our audit and compliance efforts to ensure that the people who continue to receive these tax exemptions are actually living in the homes as well as not renting the homes. Additionally, this resolution activates formally applications that the Housing Bureau has approved for new units, and within that is information on the amount of foregone revenue that the city is approving, as well as revenue that's going back on the tax rolls for units whose exemptions are being terminated.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other questions for staff? And anyone want to speak on this item? Then we'll take a roll call on the resolution.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Dan, and Portland Housing Bureau, and with the creation of the new Bureau, all of this oversight responsibility on tax exemption program shifted to the Bureau, and they've done an admirable job being transparent annually with, particularly around the area of people no longer in compliance and therefore who lose the benefit of the deal. Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Thank you. Aye. Okay. Item